How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And I, Tom Allen.
And it is...
Betwixtmas! Happy Betwixtmas, everyone!
It's between Christmas and New Year.
Is that a word? Do people you say that, Betwixtmas?
No. I think you made it up because you're the only person I've ever heard use it, and now
right.
I use it because of you.
Right, that must be it. It's definitely not the sort of thing that people use in, like, Sunday supplements or something.
No, I don't think so.
Thank God. Rather, what is the word? Gauche friend of mine referred to Betwixtmas as the perineum of the year.
Oh, that is gauche.
Isn't that gauche? Very crude. I'm sorry if you're of a polite sensibility.
Or eating. I might pop this on while they're having a bit of dinner.
Well, that is not a time for podcasts, I'm afraid.
Dinner. Do you listen to podcasts in the bath?
Well, that's totally different to eating. Although I do sometimes eat in the bath.
You're I know, right, you did the other day, the same thing you did today.
I had a ham sandwich in the bath. One of the best things I've ever done.
Where were you?
In a hotel. An hotel. I do beg your pardon. I was in an hotel. And I just thought, oh, I like this bath. I like this bathroom. I like the feeling. Do you know what I really like in a bath, actually? Lots of bubbles and the tingly sensation it gives you when you go from the bubbles into the warm water. And I thought, oh, I tell you what would make this more perfect would be... if I had a ham sandwich. It was so nice.
Did you have a glass of wine with it?
No, Susie, no. You mustn't be drunk in a bath because you could pass out and then you fall. My mum's always been very strict about that.
Did you have wine in the bath?
Well, not wine. We are not the sort of household that would...
wine in the bath?
That would wine in the bath.
I've had wine in the bath before.
Have you?
Yeah, I've had a glass of Prosecco while I was getting ready.
Actually, I have done that, actually, yeah. I did do that one Christmas, yeah.
Tony drinks in the shower sometimes. I've known her to be like, pass me a beer whilst in the shower.
In the shower?
Yeah, I know.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I know. But the water must go in.
I know. If she could learn to smoke in there as well, she just...
I would find that so funny if she did do that. I mean, with the sandwich in the bath, you've got a problem with the water. If you had your hand under the water, mm-hmm. and then you take your hand out of the water, then of course it runs down your arm if the sandwich is on the floor, which mine was. I'm not somebody who has a little table by the bath. I'm not somebody who does that.
Well, no, who is? Queen Victoria?
Maybe Queen Victoria?
Were you in a bath on feet?
Actually, no, I wasn't this time.
Oh, I love those baths.
But I have been in baths with feet, which I like as well.
That is my dream. If one day I've got a house that has a bath with feet, yeah. Oh no, I've really made it.
You could do it. It's achievable.
Is it?
Put it out there to the universe.
Oh, guys, universe, could I please?
You know what? I really believe if you put it out there that you want a bath with feet, you could have a bath with feet.
Or maybe someone's listening that owns a bathroom company.
Maybe Victoria Plum herself is tuning in and she would send us a bath with feet.
Or what was his name? Something Crapper? Thomas Crapper.
Thomas Crapper, maybe. The ghost of Thomas Crapper is listening to this. But so I was eating with ham sandwich in the bath and I got bored of the water falling onto the crisps because it was in a hotel.
So you put a few crisps on the side.
They always put a few crisps on the side with coleslaw as well, actually, which was I shouldn't be having because, as you know, I'm trying to get a six pack slowly. But, and so I dipped the crisp in the coleslaw. Lovely. And then I was like, oh no, this is, so I've got to hold the plate. So I started to hold the plate in the bath, which was fine. But then, you know, so I'm taking a long time over the sandwich, taking a long time over the story,
yeah,
you might say.
Yeah, I was going to say, this anecdote is really going on. We're talking about Betwixtmas, you know that, right? Not sandwiches in baths.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing about Betwixtmas is there's nothing else to do except have a bath and probably a sandwich in it.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Really, really lovely way of bringing us back on topic, Tom.
I think we should have called this podcast On Topic, but because we seldom are. So I'm holding the sandwich and then it was one of those baths. I was like, oh, I'll just put a bit more hot water in. But it had a thing that if you turn it one way to turn the bath on, because I turned it the other way, turn the shower on.
Oh.
I got a bunch of shower on the plate.
Oh, Tom, I would love to have seen that. Like, not that I'd like to see your bits and pieces, but I would think that would have been very funny to watch.
It probably would have been, especially the look on my, like, at once happy, gleeful and also...
quite relaxed face.
Relaxed and then blusterly, sad and furious.
With a wet sandwich?
I had a wet sandwich.
Oh, God,
a dank sandwich.
It's nothing worse than a wet sandwich.
I still ate it though, listener. I still ate it. Will not waste food. No.
What's your favourite sandwich?
Good question. Do you know what I love?
Go on.
Vietnamese banh mi sandwiches.
You've got to be poncy about it. Cheese and pickle like the rest of the bloody country.
I don't like cheese and pickle, actually. I don't really like cheese sandwiches. I don't really like them. I don't know why. Never like them. Never liked them.
What about cucumber and cheese? A bit of pepper?
No, would rather kill myself.
Oh, I never knew this about you.
Oh, maybe cream cheese and cucumber. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Thank God we'd have been on a picnic together.
Oh, that would have been... After we trekked all the way over those hills with our wicker basket.
Oh, that would be nice. We should do
not
that.
Not if we got there and there was cheese sandwiches with pickle and cucumber.
Why don't you like... But you like cheese.
I do like cheese, but only very expensive French cheeses, usually on toasted sourdough. A la a photograph in Nigel Slater's Appetite book, classic of...
You bring up Nigel Slater, the chef. The TV chef?
Thank you, yes, of course.
More than anything else in your life?
Well, he's a very, very important figure in my life.
He once tweeted back at you, didn't he?
Thank you, yes. I also did a series of monologues as a podcast, just for the fun of it, that sort of thing I do. I'm very lonely. And I did one about what I would do if I ever met Nigel Slater and how I would behave. And someone showed it to him, and he listened to it, and then he tweeted back and retweeted the podcast.
That was very kind of him.
Be kind. However, I recently tweeted him about asking him what colour of Le Creuset, the French cookware, I should buy.
Did he give that to you?
No.
I don't think you should go with orange. Everyone's got it.
Susie, that's a very controversial thing to say, because everybody else is erring on the side of umber, the orange. Why do you say that?
Because, you know, it's nice to be different.
Yeah, but I want people to know that I've got Le Creuset when they walk in to my mum and dad's house. When they walk into my house, I want them to know that someone in the house has got Le Creuset. And I want them to know that it's, you know.
Why don't you get it embossed with your name?
A monogrammed Le Creuset.
T-A.
For travel.
T-P-A?
T-P-A, thank you, yes. Do you know what the P's for?
Paul?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I know your lineage. I've done some research. Don't worry about that.
Well, thank you for that. So, how did we get onto sandwiches in the bath and Le Creuset?
Because we're saying it's a lovely thing to do
Betwixtmas. In Betwixtmas. So, what will you be doing? What do you tend to do on Betwixtmas?
Between Christmas and New Year. There'll be a lot of sort of seeing people.
Dead people.
People who need people.
People who need people.
Catching up with friends.
Yes.
Afternoon drinking. Big fan of it.
Very, very betwixtmas thing to do.
Big fan of it. Don't have to feel guilty.
No guilt there.
If you're pissed at 7, completely fine.
What will you drink, though, on those sorts of occasions?
I love a glass of red.
A glass of red of an afternoon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But it's quite heavy, isn't it, red?
Very. Well, it depends on what sort of red you plump for.
Oh, but how big the glass is.
And of course, there is the rule, I think, in certain sections of the military. Maybe then I want to say the Navy, but then when don't I want to say the Navy? But in the Navy, where it's light spirits before sundown, dark spirits after sundown.
Oh, is that true?
So you have a gin and tonic before sundown and then a whiskey after.
I love a gin and tonic, as you well know. I once asked for a cucumber in it in a hotel in Swansea.
The hotel from our previous podcast, the haunted one?
No, that was in Aberystwyth.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. And in Swansea. The other one in Swansea was one that I got flea-bitten in.
Oh, the flea-bitten one. Sorry, yeah.
But this was a different hotel because I was doing tour support. So they put you up in a nice place.
Yeah, they look after you.
They look after you.
And what did they respond?
Well, I wanted a glass of cucumber. Do you mean
A
glass of cucumber in my
yes.
gin. Well, I asked for some cucumber gin and tonic. I mean, obviously, they looked at me like I was completely mental because I'd left London and I was asking for things like that. I don't want to sound like a twat, but I mean,
what would happen if you went into your mum and dad's local in Portsmouth?
I asked for cucumber.
I said, I only like it with a cucumber. What would they say?
Oh, mum would go, oh, Sierra in her London ways. That sort of thing.
Really? But it does taste nice.
It really improves the flavour.
Yeah, I'd say.
Awesome. I had a Bloody Mary yesterday. They're good.
Where did you have that?
Had it at Ballon's Cafe.
Now, they've done Ballon's Up, if you haven't. If you are a Londoner and you like Ballon's, which is the 24-hour restaurant. I think London's
great.
Only 24-hour restaurant.
Yeah, I've been in there before. I had like prawn linguine at 4 once.
Ooh, you decadent thing, you. Carbs after 6:30. You're mad. You're mad, I tell you.
Well, yeah, I was... It really sobered me up. I stayed there until the time that the tube opened.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
How long do you take to eat linguine?
Oh, don't
Strand
know.
At a time.
Well, I was very drunk.
But they loved you.
Oh, yeah.
That's, it's sort of been done up now to look like a Parisian bistro.
It has.
It always used to look like a sort of set from Queer as Folk, very 90s.
Yes, it did.
Urban, sort of industrial looking, futuristic. And did you like your Bloody Mary?
It was very nice. But Dad, I was with Dad.
Oh, and how did Dad like Ballons?
Yeah, he liked it.
Yeah.
Full of gays.
Yeah.
But he's totally, he's so like, he's...
He's non-plussed.
He's non-plussed about it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Of course.
I mean, why wouldn't he be? But I mean, you know, it's nice when your parents are in those situations and they're not like... There were some very camp guys in there who were sort of yoo-hooing and stuff. But Dad was sort of,
well,
you know,
they like
all right,
that.
Lads.
All right, lads. Yeah.
So sweet.
Oh, I bet.
I kind of like it. I like seeing my parents in those environments because it sort of reminds you that like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, you sometimes make assumptions about how your parents would react.
I was about to say, like, there's often an assumption they were like parents that like, oh no, they won't get this. They won't get this sort
Didn't
of...
Didn't your dad love Priscilla Queen of the Desert?
Yeah. I got tickets for my mum and dad to go and see... I won them in a raffle.
Oh.
Where thank you. And I...
At that gig that I died at.
And I died at as well.
We both
won't mention which charity it was for. But
terrible gigs.
I did not like the charity afterwards. Charity... does not begin at homo, it turns out. And
these homos were not up for comedy, they were up for getting drunk and they were
talking over us. That's what they were doing, talking over
imagine
us.
Imagine talking over us.
Imagine anybody talking more than we do. And then I won this raffle. I won the tickets in the raffle. I had to use them up. I said, Mum, Dad, do you want to go and see it? Dad said, I would have paid for these tickets. It's the best thing I've ever seen. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
So
my
that's
dad.
The thing,
my dad.
Your
said
dad.
That.
Your
loved
dad.
It. Absolutely loved it.
See, that's the thing. It's good when parents surprise you, isn't it?
It is great when they surprise you. I mean, everybody. I mean, it's Australians in wigs. It's a cock and a frock on a rock.
It's a cock and a frock on a rock. I've never heard that before, Tom.
Have you never
I
seen the film?
Love it. Oh, I don't remember that bit. I saw it so long ago.
Yeah, I remember seeing it a long time ago. But yeah, that's the famous line from it.
Oh, love it.
Mm. So, Bloody Mary with your dad. Mum as well?
No, Mum went for a white wine spritz with lemonade, not soda.
Oh, lemonade, not soda. Yeah, my mum would do that. And does your mum do this? Like, Mum would be like, oh, a Sauvignon Blanc. And my dad would go, it doesn't matter what wine you have. Why do you have to have a Sauvignon Blanc? That's expensive. You don't have to do a house white because you're going to put bloody lemonade in it.
Dad wouldn't even know what Sauvignon Blanc is. Well, he'd know it's a wine, but he wouldn't know the kind of prices.
Oh, okay.
We don't really drink wine indoors.
Do you not? You have to go outside.
Yeah. I've got to do it in the shed. It's horrible.
Keeps it chilled.
No, they don't. Mum and Dad don't really drink wine. That means whenever me and the old ball and chain go home, we take a bottle of our own wine with us.
Oh, that's nice. What would they have with, say, Sunday lunch or something? Would they not?
No, nothing. Squash.
Squash, really?
Yeah.
Don't like a glass of wine?
No, well, do you mean I always do?
Yeah.
Mum likes a martini asti.
Oh, that must be nice. What does she have it with? Lemonade?
Yeah.
Martini Asti. Yes, my mum loves Martini Asti. We have to have that on Christmas morning.
Yeah, see, and it's the cheapest.
It's the cheapest. It's like £6, £8?
It's like £6 for a bottle of...
Love it.
...fake champagne.
It's like lemonade. That's what it is. It's basically lemonade.
Prosecco.
It's ba-
or as my mum called it the other day, which made me laugh my head off, Prosecco. Oh, Tom.
That sounds nice.
Talking of people getting like words wrong, you'll love this. So my mum was talking to her friend about their other friend who'd recently had to go into hospital to have her womb taken out, have everything done.
To have everything done.
To have everything out, okay.
And to have everything out.
The woman, mum said, oh, how is she getting on?
Yeah.
And the woman replied to my mum, oh, well, she's all right, but she's had to have an ex-directory. An ex-directory, which is
she's got an ex-directory.
Just what you do when your phone isn't listed in there.
In the phone book.
She's got an ex-directory, which means she's had to have everything out.
She's had everything out. She's had...
an ex-directory.
She's had... She's had her bits taken out of the phone book. Well, good for her.
Good for her.
Well, she won't get any more of those nuisance phone calls now.
No more PPI for her.
No more PPI selling for her.
I knew you'd like that.
Oh, it's good. It's a good malapropism. But have we... Oh, no. I suddenly looked at the seconds on the clock that ticks for our recording of this, and I thought, oh, gosh, we've got to finish.
No, we
haven't.
No, I...
It's very like Betwixtmas. We're going, is it over yet? Oh, no.
Very similar to that. Mm. So, Tom... back to topic. What will you be doing?
Ooh, topic. I bet that's what's left in the bottom of the celebrations at the moment.
Yeah, they're not
by
great,
this point.
Are they?
Yeah. Talk about topics. What? Back to topic. What?
What will you be doing other than having ham sandwiches in the bath during betwixt months?
Well, I don't know if I can, you know, it will be questioned if I'm at home and I say, I'm going to go and run a bath. Is that all right? Is there enough hot water?
Is there a moment
of, well, you know, there's a, I think they've changed the boiler now, but there was a time when you had to wait for the hot water to fill up in the tank.
Oh God, yeah, I hate that. And you'd get like half a bath.
And then have to wait for ages. Oh, it's so depressing. Like, what is this? The war or something?
And then three of you would have to share it.
And then we'd all have to share the bath water. And we'd all be singing Roll Out the Barrels. And, yeah, so I probably won't have a sandwich in the bath. I don't know what's happening. I think we're going out on Boxing Day.
Where will you go?
Mum and Dad's friends.
Oh, yeah.
For a buffet.
Oh, nice.
I think that's what will be on the cards. Probably quite a lot of booze involved in that.
That's nice.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess, yeah. I'm aware of getting too drunk in front of...
Your parents' friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got my friend coming over to my family home. With her, she's just had a baby. She's having another babies. So that's nice.
Yeah.
So she's coming over to show everyone the baby.
Oh.
So you have to do that, don't you? You have to just
show the baby off.
And then, which I don't blame her, it's a lovely baby. And then we're going to my auntie's house, and I imagine that will be quite.
That'll be boozy.
Yeah.
What does your aunt like to drink?
Vodka.
Oh, no messing around.
The whole family drink vodka. All the women in the family drink vodka.
Does
we don't drink wine. Yeah, mum. Mum has vodka. Vodka, lime, and soda.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely drink. That's my drink.
She had a terrible hangover a little while ago. And she said to me, I think it's because I was having lime cordial and not fresh lime.
Might be that.
That's what she blamed the
hangover
on. Might be. I said it could have been the 8 or 9 vodka she had.
But I always think vodka's a very clean drink, so I don't tend to get too much of a hangover with it. It's more bearable. And also I don't drink it as quickly because it's horrible, isn't it?
It's a horrible taste.
If you drink vodka, lime and soda, it's disgusting. It's like...
Yeah. Oh, God, I was at a gig this week. I was at the Birmingham Glee.
Susie
gig.
Had to...
Doing a bunch of Christmas gigs, which were full of... People.
People who don't need people.
Yeah, some people who... But some lovely people, but some quite tricky drunk people who I'm sure
you know,
most of the time are lovely people, but they weren't maybe having their best day personality-wise. And halfway through, I was just about to bring on the closing act. I was sort of like halfway through a routine.
Yeah.
Someone brought me a... what's it called? What's the shot called that they all... Sambuca to the stage.
Oh, no, I couldn't have had that.
Oh, I smashed it back and carried on with the story.
What was the story about?
Oh, God knows. They were drunk. I was getting drunk. I mean, no one cared by that
great
point.
Show.
Great show.
Great times.
It was actually a really fun show, but it was very Christmassy.
A sambuca. I could have a tequila, but I couldn't have a sambuca. Sambuca
would you
better.
Lime and soda? Lime and lemon? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Lemon and lime? No. Well, it's,
salt and lemon.
Salt and lemon, yeah. Salt
once my friend did it the wrong way around and did lemon shot salt.
Oh.
It's horrible.
Yeah, that would be quite horrible, but... Still, I think it's the salt that you lack in the morning. That's what gives you a hangover.
Oh, is that right?
Apparently, I don't know. But so you'll be going to... No, you'll be having vodka at your aunt's on Boxing Day.
I imagine so, in Portsmouth.
In Pompeii. Up Pompeii. And then what would you do on the like 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th? That's the real... That's when it really starts to sit in.
At some point, I'll come back to London.
Oh, right, okay.
Maybe see you?
Yeah, that would be nice. I'd like that.
Let's do that. And then... Just sort of like, you know what it's like doing this job. You are often on the road, from home.
There is something nice about it.
I think I imagine there will be one day where I get up, have a shower, and then put on clean pajamas. A lovely thing to do.
Oh, what? Straight away, first thing.
Put on brand new clean pajamas, have loads of food in
are
the
you
fridge.
To do that?
Only like maybe like twice a year, I'm allowed to
That's
do it.
That's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah. Do you mean it's in my own home? I'm allowed to make my own rules.
Can you do that?
I mean, it's rented. But
they might come around and check.
No one comes around and checks. Not between Christmas and New Year. The rest of the time they do.
The inspectors have a day off. Oh, I didn't even think of doing that.
So have a shower. Get up, have a shower.
Yeah. Straight in your PJs.
Straight into clean PJs.
Oh, I fancy booking a hotel and doing that.
And then watching...
Just so no one would see my shame.
And then watching a couple of films.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Making some dinner. Maybe I might make a pie.
That's what
like
I love
that.
To do to relax. I made a chocolate and banana loaf the other day.
Oh, I bet that was nice.
Delicious.
With Nutella or with...
No, cooking chocolate, croc. 70%.
Oh, very nice.
Courtesy of Nigel Slater. Thank you very much. Now...
He gets so many plugs in this show.
He gets so many plugs. He's like Wayne Rooney's head. Now, But because our family don't really organise anything.
Yeah.
Like they're not, they do, but they don't really, like, I always think in films or other people's houses, there's like, and then on the 27th, we always go for a walk, and then we go for a, then we do this around the fire, and then we play this board game. My parents hate games, so we never play any games.
We don't really play games. We might have a game of something or other. We play a lot of Look at the Child, which is my cousin's baby.
Oh, that's fun, yeah.
Everyone just watches fun Brady game. Do stuff, which is quite sweet.
Oh, that's funny. My parents will have the heating on full blast.
Oh, the whole time?
The whole
so
time.
Everyone's sort of sleepy the whole time.
Yeah, it'll be
ideal.
Tropical. A tropical Christmas. They'll be like, why doesn't this tree last longer? It's because you've baked it. And then they'll sit down and watch the television on about the 27th, 28th. They'll watch something in the afternoon that will be like some depressing program or film or something.
Or it'll be like a David Attenborough where you have to watch like a baby fawn die.
Yeah, there'll be something really depressing like that. They'll both fall asleep with the lights off, and then I'll be just like wandering around a dark house. Like, why aren't any of the lights on? What are you all doing? And they've just fallen asleep, and there's nothing to do.
Other than listen to this brilliant podcast.
Thank God. I'll have this podcast to listen back
to. Thank God we're here.
But you know, no, I should be better. I should plan some things to do. Maybe I'll make another chocolate and banana loaf. But there's only so many of those you can make. And the trouble is you can't see people because everyone's gone home to their parents.
Well,
so
I've just said I'll see you.
Thanks, Susie. That's basically what this whole podcast was about.
Do you want to come around in your PJs? Do you want to come around and bring your PJs?
Oh, I'd like that.
And we pull out the sofa bed as well.
Oh, I'd love that. What should we watch?
Well, we sometimes watch like a Pixar and then we'll watch like a thriller.
Oh, I'd love it, like a Hitchcock thriller.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah, let's
okay,
do that.
Okay, right. Well, any other listeners, if you'd like to come around, please don't. Because we've got a very small flat and Tom's already coming and we've got the cat and Tony's going to be there. So there's really not enough room for everyone.
All the flowers, yeah.
But text in.
Yeah, text us what thriller you watch.
By text, I mean tweet, obviously.
Yeah, no one texts. Oh, we haven't even got a number for this.
No, of course we haven't, because we're not on the radio.
We don't.
Because this
are we
is...
not? What is this?
Who are we?
Where am I?
It's between Christmas and New Year. See, no one knows
no
who
one
they are.
No one knows who or where they are. But yeah, and all the excitement. Anyway, enjoy your Christmas and Betwixtmas.
And enjoy it, and Happy New Year. And the next time you hear from
Happy New Year.
Next time you hear from us, it'll be the first episode...
of the new year.
Which will maybe be about New Year's resolutions.
The classic New Year theme. Yeah, let's maybe do that.
Okay, is that a terrible idea?
No, I like it. I mean, I don't tend to make
any.
You
mean you just gave me your angry eyes. So
did I?
Don't know if that's true.
I don't know
but
how revealing my face is.
Oh, it's very revealing.
Yeah, we can do it about New Year's resolutions.
We might not. You know what Tom's like. He's probably going to give me an earful now about suggesting things.
God, I can't believe you just promised we're going to do New Year's resolutions. God. Have a lovely New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Happy New Queer, we could say.
Happy New Queer.
Happy New Queer.
I don't like it.
Okay. There was an evil eye.
It was. But thank you for listening. And
we'll
speak to you in 2016.
Speak to you in 2016. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.